This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Ken Root. Our traditional means of selling livestock and farm estates is by using the services of an auctioneer. The chant is familiar and the process is straightforward. The goal is to put all prospective buyers into an environment where the one with the greatest desire to own the animal or the item wins. It's quick and accepted in business and culture. In Kansas City last week, I spoke with a young man who won the National Auctioneering Championship last year and is a representative of the Livestock Marketing Association.
Production is the number one goal. To get the best yields, you need to get the most from your soil. Getting the most from each field can be quite a challenge. Your certified crop advisor has undergone extensive training to understand all the different soil types, their characteristics, and limitations. Most importantly, your CCA understands the soil on your farm and what it takes to maximize its productivity. The best prepared soil yields the best crop. Reason number one of 10 reasons you should go to certifiedcropadvisor.org to find a CCA near you.
Andy White is with the Livestock Marketing Association representation here at Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City, but you're an auctioneer based in Ohio?
Yes, sir.
And last year you were recognized as the world champion auctioneer?
Yes, sir. Last year I was fortunate to be the 2016 World Livestock Auctioneer Champion.
Well, tell me about auctions and the value of auctions in our agricultural industry today.
Sure. You know, everyday auctions make a huge impact in the agriculture economy. You know, auctions are a fast, fun, transparent marketplace. And no matter whether it's livestock or farm equipment or real estate, you know, the consumer addiction is convenience and that transparency. And that's why the auction method of marketing continues to be one of the preferred methods when marketing, you know, any asset in the agricultural world.
We call it price discovery in other areas, but in effect, that's what you're doing right there in front of everybody.
That's exactly right. You know, and you know what something's worth, whether it be cattle or whether it be that John Deere tractor, it's worth what somebody is willing to pay. And when we can put a competitive market together, that's exactly what we are. It's true price discovery, and it's what it's worth that day to those consumers.
Tell me about the auction markets you're involved with in Ohio. What issues are you facing that you'd like to have a little either relief from or help with?
Sure, you know, and we're seeing it across the board in the agriculture, you know, economy, where it is, you know, deflated a little bit from what it has been. But you know what? I think we've hit that spot where we have baseline, and we've hit that median to where we're starting to rebound, and there's some optimism in the marketplace. And, you know, and I think everybody out there, the producers alike, just want that stability. And I think we've finally, you know, found that baseline, and we're moving forward from there. And you know what? I think at the end of the day, we're on an upside swing now, or we're starting to see that upside swing from that baseline. And hopefully, you know, with the election over and some optimism in the agricultural field, we're going to start to see some better markets. I think it's vital for our auction markets to be members of the Livestock Marketing Association. You know, we have our insurance protection with our markets. And you farmers that are bringing your stock to a Livestock Marketing Association market are guaranteed a good paycheck. You're going to have that paycheck within 24 days, or 24 hours, excuse me. And you know, it's that LMA membership that continues to build those auction markets. You know, we represent them on Capitol Hill with a lot of the issues that we have faced. You know, the Packard Stockyards was just modernized as far as that act in Congress, and we're excited that happened. But you know, when you're marketing your product, you really need to have that confidence that you're getting top dollar and that you're going to get a good check, and that's what a Livestock Marketing Association member will provide to you.
Andy, thank you very much for talking to us here, and good luck to your young man. You should have many years to go if you take care of that voice.
I sure will. Thanks, Ken.
That's Andy White, an Ohio-based auctioneer representing the Livestock Marketing Association at the National Farm Broadcaster Convention in Kansas City. I'm Ken Root.